A5, At the Mercy of the Winds. For more than 100 years, balloonists have tried to fly the Atlantic. One balloonist who tried in 1976 to make the trip alone was Ed Yost. He and his balloon rode the winds from west to east for about 4.5 days. But adverse winds caused him to fall short by 1,120 kilometers, 700 miles. Balloons are at the mercy of the winds. Whenever Yost found his balloon being blown the wrong way, he would search for a better wind. To do this, he had his balloon go higher or lower. To ascend, he dropped bags of sand he carried as ballast, making the balloon lighter. To cause the balloon to descend, he let out some of the helium gas. Yost also had a problem sleeping. To be sure that he woke up whenever the balloon dipped too low, he attached a motorcycle horn to the barometer. The horn blew when the balloon fell to 900 meters, about 3,000 feet. Yost also had to be careful not to get so high that he might become ill. To guard against this possibility, he regularly inspected his fingernails. Blue nails meant danger. Three men successfully crossed the Atlantic in a balloon in 1978. Finally, in 1984, one man, Joseph W. Kittinger, Jr., crossed the Atlantic in a solo balloon flight covering 5,702 kilometers. 3,543 miles. It took him 84 hours.